News, I'm Gene Randall in Washington. With one of the world's most visited historic places devastated by flames, the shock over what happened to the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris is being deeply felt around the world. In France, there is also a focus on the future. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
French President Macron said it's part of France's destiny to rebuild the 8-centuries-old cathedral, a project which he says will take years. International fundraising kicked off on Tuesday. The building's main stone structure escaped complete destruction, along with some of its religious relics and priceless artwork. Some of its bronze statues had already been removed last week as the cathedral underwent planned restoration work. The Vatican called the Notre Dame a symbol of Christianity and said it was praying for the firefighters. One was seriously injured in the blaze. So far, that's been the only reported victim of the tragedy.
That was Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy. The AP's Angela Charlton has more on the day after this awful event.
They're working, they're climbing throughout this huge cathedral right now to try to make sure it's safe, to find if there are any possible little fires that could break out, but also to see if the structure, how much damage has been done to the structure.
That was AP's Angela Charlton. In Libya, as conflict escalates between the rebel forces of General Khalifa Haftar and the central government, some experts warn that Islamic State militants could take advantage of the security vacuum in the country. The unrest flared up last week when Haftar ordered his Libyan National Army to move on Tripoli in what he called a victorious march. His forces have since conducted multiple airstrikes, with Tripoli's Mitiga International Airport among the initial targets. The World Health Organization says over the past 3 days, the fighting has claimed at least 47 lives. This is VOA News. Once again, there is a waiting game here in Washington. A redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report is to be released later this week. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The nation's been waiting to see this report for nearly 2 years. Once it's released Thursday, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein's preaching one word. Patience.
If you want to get an honest opinion, you're going to need to read the whole thing.
Hot takes on Twitter won't help anybody.
The biggest mistake that anybody can make is to read a snippet or two or jump to a summary and then start to give an opinion as to what the conclusion would be.
President Trump's given his, telling confidants he's certain the full report will vindicate him. But two Republicans also say he's convinced the media will manipulate the results in a bid to hurt him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two House committees have subpoenaed Deutsche Bank and several other leading financial institutions as they investigate President Trump's financial activities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has our report.
Democrat Adam Schiff says the bank subpoenas are part of an investigation into allegations of potential foreign influence on the U.S. political process and whether foreign actors, including Russia, tried to hold leverage over Donald Trump or his family and associates. Deutsche Bank is a German asset management firm that has lent Trump's real estate organization millions of dollars in the past. It's unclear what documents are being sought. The president's son, Eric Trump, an executive in the Trump Organization, calls the investigation an unprecedented abuse of power and a political attack on the Trump family. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A U.S. government agency says it plans to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in businesses that empower women in Africa. President Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump and the acting head of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, David Bohigian, announced the initiative in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where they're part of a visiting delegation from Washington. A statement from OPIC says the 2X Africa initiative aims to mobilize $1 billion and directly invest $350 million in companies and funds owned by women, led by women, or by providing goods or services that empower women on the continent. International aid agencies and government forces are racing against time to help the hundreds of thousands of people affected by Cyclone Idai in southern Africa. The storm, which hit in mid-March, has killed nearly 1,000 people in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, and many others are still missing. One of the worst affected areas is the port city of Beira, along the coast of Mozambique. More than 150,000 displaced persons from three neighboring areas around Beira are being sheltered in the city. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.